Let's begin Seches Shkolim, Yerushalmi. So just the Mefarshim debate first before we begin, why does Shkolim come after Pesachim? So the Rambam Perish Mishnah says because that's the order of the Pesukim. The Pesukim, the way it's found is Machtis HaShekel is found after Pesach. So that's the very simple reason why the order is this way. The Miri writes, if you remember from the second half of Karban of Pesachim, it starts talking about Tamid Nishka. We start speaking a little bit about Karban and Tamid, so then once we have that idea, we start speaking about Machatz HaShekel, because Machatz HaShekel was the funds collected for using the Karban Tamid. So let's begin with Masechet Shkolim. This is my first time learning Masechet Shkolim. Says the Mishnah, Be'echad v'Adar, Mashmin al HaShkolim. The first day of Adar, they would send out, messages, announce that it's time to start collecting, or you have to get ready, prepare to collect the Machatz, or give in the Machatz HaShekel. Valkalayim, and they would also announce Kalayim that you should chart. Make sure there's no growing of two different fruits or vegetables, not vegetables, but grains mixing together, and you should start ripping it up. Valhal and Ubachamisha Sarbo, Koronis Megillah. And the 15th of Adar, they would read the Megillah. Bekrochim in the cities. Umisaknin Sadirachim, and they would also fix the pathways. Ves Harachovos, and the streets, the highways. Ves Mikvos Hamayim, they'd also fix to make sure there's the right amount of water in the mikvos. Ve'osin kol tzarche rabim, and they would go out to fix all the needs of the rabim. Mitzayon and es hakvaros, and also to point out where a base kvaros are, so no one should become tameh. Ve'otin af ala klaim, they'd also go out then on the 15th to go rip up the klaim.
Answer what we mentioned, klaim already.
So one was to be mashmin, one was to announce that klaim need to be checked, and one was actually to go on the 15th. That mission goes to the 15th. Then that's when they actually would go out. This mission is pretty similar to the first mission in Moikatim, for those of you who remember. Almost identical.
This is order, if there's two others, then we're going to discuss that? Or?
So two others, the Gemara is going to discuss. They will mention the idea, but everything, all the Minhagim are Noheg during the second Adar. But the Mishnah will, the Gemara will address that. Okay, so a number of interesting things before we start, just because there's not too much Ian on here, but the Mefarshim argue whether or not Machatzis HaShekel, which is the first line of the mission here, whether that requires a bracha when giving the Machatzis HaShekel. So a number of reasons are given why we don't say a bracha. The Rashbi writes in his Tshuvos that just like we don't say a bracha on Matnos Kuna, any other Matanos you give to the Kohen, Israel Chaim Bekeva, or anything at Chuma, we don't say bracha when we're giving it, so too we don't say a bracha when giving Machatzis HaShekel. The reason we don't say a bracha on all these things, says the Rashba, is because it's not us giving it, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu who really is giving it to the Kohanim. We're simply the means to get it. So it's Mishulchan Gavo Kazachu. They're being Zocha from the Shulchan Gavo, which is a way of saying from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's table, and it's not us doing it, therefore we don't say a bracha.
That's why I had the whole thing yesterday. I didn't understand the whole Havamina of the Gemara. Why would we think that the Kohen should say Shechayanu on the bris when he gets the money, right? I mean, I think after they explain that it's because it's really the mitzvah, not the money, but it's a question.
You're saying
yesterday the Gemara,
right? The Shechayanu, who says the Shechayanu, right, the father or the Kohen?
So is the Kohen say Shechayanu when he gets Matnas Kahuna or he gets Truma?
I'm saying anything else. Ah, I see.
So why should the Gemara have a meaning of saying a bracha on this one? He gets more money on other stuff,
right? Five silver coins isn't much. Okay, yeah. I hear that. So then the Zichron Elazar, I don't know who that is, but the Sifta quote is Sefer Zichron Elazar, which says, we never say bracha. This is true. The Rambam says you only say bracha when you've completed a mitzvah. Giving the Machatz HaShekel is not completing a mitzvah, it's simply a Hechsher mitzvah. The Gemiras mitzvah is when using it for the fund of the Karban Tamid, so that's why you don't say a bracha when it comes to a Shkolim. Okay.
That's on the person who gives, right, okay.
Fine. So now The Rambam writes in Perish Mishnayos here in Shkolim about what's the reason why we fix the Durachim, the pathways to Adar. We announce, go fix the Durachim. So the Rambam writes, because the Durachim there's a din. The Gemara Makos tells us that you're supposed to put signs on the different pathways how to get to the Ari Miklat, to get to the place where a person who killed Bishogig, he has to go to the Ari Miklat, the safe haven. How does he know to get there? Because he has to follow the signs along the way. So part of the din here of being mashmin and going to fix Masaknas HaDerachim was to get the right pathways for the Rotech to find the safe haven.
And so the concern that the winter messed them up.
Exactly. Messed up the signs, messed up the roads. But the whole point was for the tzorach of the Rotech B'Shogig. Rabbi Bartanura writes, no, the reason why is Mishim Ole Regalim. They have to have the right pathways to get to for Pesach, to get there properly without getting any into any off the path. Now, in terms of Tikkun Mikvaos, there are a number of reasons why, given the Rivavan here, who's found on the side, he says a couple of reasons are because it rained so much, they're concerned perhaps there's more rainwater than there is flowing water, which is a concern for Mikvaos.
Why is that? I thought once you have the 40 saw, so it doesn't make a difference. How much water goes in there?
So it's concerned with flowing water when it comes to rivers and lakes. It's different than, I believe, when it comes to a mikvah, that we have it. But he explains here, if you just look at the Eves Mikvah Samayim, that river one, it's like halfway down. He says, Shema Yarbe HaNotfim Al HaZochlin. The drips might have gotten more than the Zochlin, those that have flowed.
But aren't you Yotze, even if you get, even if full mikvah is back with rainwater, you're still Yotze anyways.
No, so it's
different. Those are not Shuvim, I mean those.
No, so it's talking about specifically a Mayan, a spring. When it comes to spring, it has to be purely a spring, can't be rainwater. There are a few types of mikvah. So if it's a spring versus...
The Mayan.
Exactly.
Not the regular.
Exactly,
mikvah.
Right.
Okay.
So for that reason, they're concerned more rainwater. And then, alternatively, he ends right to the end. It's possible that Mayanos became mismat in Bekayetz in the springtime. I guess the spring was starting. Somehow, the springs let the amount of water that comes out it becomes less. Okay. And then, one really nice idea before we go right to the Gemara. I know we're holding up. I don't have a clock in front of me. Keep checking 6:10. Okay. So the. What's the reason why we do all these Tzarchei Rabim here? The last line of the Mishnah says, V'osun kol Tzarchei Rabim. What's the reason why we do it right now? So the Gemara in Shabbos, which connects to the parshas we find ourselves in now, I guess a couple parshas off, that when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the caves, so he went to, he first came out, and then he started blowing fire all over the place, and he went back in, and then finally came out 12 months later. So they said, let's go fix something, because the halacha is, based on Yaakov, when Yaakov came out, he was completely safe, beguf, the mama and everything, he was safe. So it says, Yaakov shalem, he was completely to fix something. So they went to fix something. So Gemara tells in Shabbos that when someone comes out of an ace, like the case of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you're supposed to do some type, fix something. So they say, so the Tshuvas Binyan Shlomo writes, that here too also, Adar, there's no month like Adar, that we had such a nes mefursam that we are saved, so because of this nes, we have to go fix something. What are we fixing? We're going to fix Tzarchei Rabim and everything needed for the public. And that's why specifically in Adar, these halachas are here. Okay. Let's go weiter now. Let's start the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lomo be'echad v'adar. Why is the first of Adar that we start announcing about the Shkalim? Kidei she'avil Yisrael es Shkalim bonasan. So this way, Klal Yisrael could bring their Shkalim machz shekel in the right time. V'tisra metrumas halishcha min chadasha bizmana be'echad v'nisan. This way, when the first of Nisan comes, where they start collecting the new funds for the new carbon tamid, that everything's prepared. Because what was the halacha? Each year, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to start new funds for the karbonos of that year. So you have to give them a month in advance to prepare and collect the machas shekel for the first of Nisan. Now, if you remember from the Bavli, the Megillah gives a different reason. Why we do it during Adar? We do it during Adar because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that many years in the future, Haman's going to be in Adar, and he's going to do his own goral of some sort. So we wanted to preempt Haman by doing machas shekel in Adar. Nothing to do with collecting funds, not a practical reason of collecting funds for Nisan, but simply to preempt what Haman would do in the future. Now, there are a number of nafkamiyas between the reasons here in the Bavli, the Yushalmi. My brother actually has a sefer on machas shekel. He goes through a number of nafkamiyas between these two different reasons. I just don't remember them. I think I had a chance to look it up. But so the Gemara says, Vayter, Mar Rebbe Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, Chumas Halishka, Kitchilasa. What's the source? How do you know this, that the new funds have to start in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So again, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says the pasuk has to be Kitchilasa. Says Dichsiv, Vayhi Bechodesh HaRishon, the month, the first month, Bishana HaShenis, Be'echa LaChodesh Hukam Mishkan. So the first of the month of Nisan was when everything had to start anew. That's why you had to have new Machasis HaShekel for the Karban Tamid. Further, V'tani Allah b'yom shehu kama mishkan, the day the mishkan went up, bo b'yom nisramu ha-truma, that was the day they started taking from the truma, they started taking from the truma salishka, collecting the funds, using the funds rather, for the carbon talmud. Rebbe Tavi, Rebbe Yoshi brings another source, b'shem kahana, nemar kan chodshe, it says here, chodshe by machse shekel, v'nemar lahalan chodshe, it says also chodshe in the context of, where's this pasuk? Let's see anyone on the side. So many people to look on the side here. So talking about the Truma Salishka, when it starts taking to use the fund, it must be in Parshas Pinchas. I'm trying to find the pasuk on the side here.
On the bottom.
Oh, there you go, on the bottom. Oh, yeah. So, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem, Chodshi Hashana. That's Parshas Bo. That's the context of the Karban Pesach, I believe, the first month. And then it says also, Parshas Pinchas, it says, Olas Chodesh B'Chodshi L'Chodshi Hashana. So, it had the connection. When it talk about the Karban Tamid, it has the word Chodshi. When it talks about Nisan, Parshas Bo, Nisan, it has Chodshi. The Gezer Shavah tells us, Ma Chodshi Shenemar Lahalan Ein Monin Elam Min Nisan. Just like the Chodshi used later on, we only start counting from Nisan. Av Chodshi Shenemar Kan Ein Monin Elam Min Nisan. So too, the Chodshi that's used here is only from Nisan. Meaning the Chodshi that's needed, the new months that have to start counting, have to use the funds for the Karban Tamid, you start beginning from Nisan. So Nisan is the new year when it comes to the Karban Tamid, the funds for the Karban Tamid.
Just like it says
Chodshi in the context of Parshas Bo, where it talks about the new month of Nisan as we're preparing for Karban Pesach. Mm-hmm. So the Chodshi there means Nisan. So too when it says Chodshi in the context of Karban Tamid, that you have to start using the new funds, that's referring to starting from Nisan.
What's the pasuk that says it's supposed to use in those funds?
No? So I have bays here. In the bottom it says, Amayin bays. Miniskeim chatsi ahin yelapar, ushlishis ahin le'ayl, urevis ahin lekeres yayin zos olas chodesh b'chodsho l'chodshi hashana.
Uh-huh. So you have both chodshi, okay. And according to Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, he's saying, v'hi v'yom harishon, v'shana sheni v'echad ha'chodesh hukama mishkan.
So hukama mishkan, the connection of the Mishkan went up in the first day of the month.
They're also the same thing, but they have a different limud.
Exactly. These are two different sources, okay. How we know that the new funds are starting to be used in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Exactly. Now comes along Rabbeinu Yonah, Shavak, Rabbi Tavi, Rashi, Demis Nisa. He says, you forgot the beginning of the Brisa that you just quoted, of Amar Sofa, and you said only the end. Dal Kain Kahada, the Tana. So what does this mean? Or delo kain? It's not really true. Don't bring the beginning of the brisa. So if you don't bring the beginning, delo kain. If you don't bring the beginning of the brisa, you won't know what we're talking about. What context are we referring to? So now he quotes the entire brisa and says as follows: Detani zos olas chodesh b'chodsho. This is the ola, the carbon talmud of the month. Maybe you have to take truma, you have to collect funds and renew the funds each and every month. Only one, it's month, which one month? One chodesh, for all the year. So now we have the full price, so we could appreciate it a little bit better. Maybe you could bring any month you want. Nemar, then the Brisa concludes, no, because Nemar kon chodshe, it says here chodshe, v'nemar lahalan chodshe, it also says in Parshas Bo chodshe, ma chodshe shenemar lahalan, ein monin elam minisan, af chodshe shenemar lakan, ein monin elam minisan. So now we have the full Brisa, understanding what the full limud is.
So the addition is only to understand why we need, it's one month as opposed to every month, that's the addition, because it says chodesh, right?
And you're saying, what were we missing from the fact that he never
mentioned? So it's just teaching us that it's once a year, not every month, right?
So the way I have it here is that you wouldn't know that it's talking about Shuma Chadasha. We didn't even know what's the context, Chadshe of what?
Right.
So the beginning of the Brisa tells us it's referring to Chadshe in the context of taking the Shuma, the funds of the for the Karban Tamid. Okay, so this is the first half of the Amud. Again, we wanted to know how two different sources as to know why the Truma Salishka was being taken in the very first month being Nisan. Now the Gemara asks, Mahu Mashmin? What does it mean, Mashmin? Strange word. So Rav Huna Amar Machrizin. It means to announce. Achroza. Heich Madat Amar. This is exactly what is said in the Pasuk. Vayitnu Kol Behuda Ubiushalayim. And give a voice, a sound in Yehuda and Shalayim, which is referring to bring to Hashem Masas Moshe. So where's the full pasuk here? In Divrei Yamim, Vayinu Kol Bihuda B'Yushalayim Lahavila Hashem Masas Moshe Eved Halkim Al Yisrael Midbar. To bring different taxes, which is basically the shkalim. That's what means Vayitna Kol. It's a pasuk in Divrei Yamim talking about collecting the masos, the taxes, the shkalim. So what was mean Vayinu Kol? That means Mashmin, to let your voice being heard to make these announcements. That's the source. Taman Taninan, so there it learns, Taman, we switch the Shin and the Taf, also in Yerushalmi, like we said in the Bavi as well. So Sham, there, Masnisan, we have the following Mishnah, Ein Bein Ada Harishon, Lada Sheni Ela Mikra Megillah, Umatanos Lev Yonim. The Mishnah tells us Megillah, the first parak, the only difference between the first month, if there's a two month in a year, like this coming year, that which mitzvah is, what are the differences? So the Mishnah says, there are no differences other than Mikra Megillah, Umatanos Lev Yonim. That only in the second month do we read the Megillah, not the first, and the second month we give Matanos Lev Yonim. So now, Rabbi Simon ben Shem, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Af Shimua Shkolim Ukalayim Beinam. No, there are two other differences as well the Mishnah doesn't mention. Be Mashmiya Shkolim. We're Mashmiya the Shkolim in the second month, not in the first month. And then another one is Kalayim. We also make the announcements about going to check your fields to make sure they're sure there are no Kalayim. That also takes place in the second month, not the first.
But saying here is explaining that not only that, but if they are set, if you didn't rather Rishon, on all the cases you're not the Yoytze. Meaning, if they were Makrizim on other Rishon, they have to go back and be Makriz on other Sheini.
They weren't Yoytze, right? Just like by Megillah, Matanos Lev Yonim, we're not Yoytze. Now this next line here, the Mefarshim take out, I'm going to read through it, but we'll skip over it though. It's really supposed to be later on. So, Rabbi Chalba, Rabbi Huna, Rab, B'Shem, Rabbi Chia, Rabba, Kol Yozim, B'Yadal, Shehuzman Kriyasa. That whole line we're skipping, it's supposed to be in parentheses. There can be a lot of Gersos as we go through Yerushalmi. Amar Rabbi Yossi, V'yeus, and it's very true. V'yeus means Nechonim, it's correct. What's correct? That Rabbi Shuben Levi, that held that on the second month of Adar is when we're supposed to be Mashmiya on the Shkolim and Kalayim. Because Klum Amru Mashmiya al Shkolim, what's the reason why? Lo Kadesh Yavu Yisrael as Shiklei and Be'onosam? So is it not to make sure they bring the Shkolim on time? And Imat Amar Ba'ad Rishon, so if you say go the month of the first month, you're supposed to be mashmir on the Shkolim. Ad Kedan as Bishta Shishin Yomim. So there's going to be 60 Shishin, 60 days. So what's the point in announcing it the first Adar? There's still 60 days until they have to bring it. People are going to forget about it by the time it comes to the first of Nisan. And Klum Amru Yotzin Afa Klayim. So what's the reason why we send out, we announce to go check for Klayim? Lo kadesh yu at smachim nikarim, because we assume now is the time during Adar is when you're going to start seeing things grow together. Im omer es bader ad bader rishon, if you're supposed to announce in the climb in the first month, which is 2 months before Nisan, before the spring hits, ad kedon einon dekikin. So exactly what's dekikin? They're too small, I guess. What's the exact definition here? They're too very small, right? Like Dak is very small. They're too small to notice. Because in this year, Adar Rishon is 2 months before the spring starts. You're not going to be able to see anything growing yet.
Right, so people are going to go and forget, and they're not going to see them. It's great.
Okay, so those are
what do you mean by Kilayim?
So Kilayim are when we mix two different
fruits.
But if they
didn't mix, so what Kilayim? It's not allowed to mix.
No, you're right, but let's say sometimes they overgrew. Your field will overgrow into the next field, so you have to rip it up.
So you check that out.
Check the borders, make sure nothing's overlapping with each other. Sometimes the wind or an animal could take the seeds and mix them up together also. That could cause them to mix. Okay, says the Gemara now, Rabbi Chizkiah Sha'al Me'ata B'nei Bavel Mashmin Al Hashkalam Me'roshel Shel Choref. So he asks now that Basin would go out to the first of Adar to start announcing about this. So Bnei Bavel, who are so far away, so you should be, Mashmiya, tell them on the Shkolim, Merosha, from the beginning, all the way from the beginning of the winter. So Lo Kadesh Yaviyu Yisrael Shiklein Bonosam, V'titrem Chumas Halishka Minachadosh V'zmana Be'echa B'nisan. So the people in Bavel also would have to bring the Shkolim. So you'd have to tell them all the way in the beginning of the Choref, so they have enough time to send it to Yerushalayim in time.
It used to be organized, the collection in Babel, or no?
When we organized,
meaning
there's a chiyuv for them to bring even Chutz La'aretz.
I mean, there was one person who traveled and brought all of them to the day.
I guess. I mean, I'm not sure.
Makes sense, otherwise.
But yeah, they would have to send it somehow, so there must have been a person or a caravan at least collecting. So from them, Bnei Babel would have to go much earlier.
There were no wire transfers.
Right, no wire transfers, right. And even if there were, it might not work. You might have to daf use machzes as shekel. So much like an OU, IOU, even a check would work either, which, you know.
Right, even nowadays you have to coin it. Yeah.
So it says the Gemara, Hesiv Rebbe Ula Kuma Rebbe Mana. So Rabbi Yehuda asked the pasuk.
So Bavel has to, and therefore what? Therefore Bavel is mashmiya before. What is he saying about Bavel?
Yeah. So he said he wanted to know. So it sounds like I think he's saying a statement here that the Bnei Bavel had to announce it in the early beginning of the winter to give them enough time to send it over here, as opposed to in Eretz Yisrael where a month would be sufficient time. So on that statement, Hesiv Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda asks the following question: Kumi Rabbi Abmana in front of Rabbi Mana. Vahatanina, doesn't the Mishnah tell us that Bishlosha Prakum Bishana, the three times during the year, Tormin Imhalishka, that we are Tormin Lishka, that we collect the funds. Bipurus Pesach, and the moment Purus is a like a means part of a piece of bread, but means the time period of Pesach. Bifurus Hatzeres, during the time period of Shavuos. Bipurus Hachag, and during the time period of Sukkot, those are the three times. We don't find anywhere where it says the beginning of the Chorav, the beginning of the winter time. So it seems to be a Kasha on what the Rabbi, who was this? That I'm missing the name. Rabbi Chizkiya said. Rabbi Chizkiya said in the beginning of the month, beginning of winter rather. This seems to go against Rabbi Chizkiya.
When they say Torah mitalishka, what does exactly mean? Mafreshim out min alishka shavet amikdash sheva notnim. What does it mean? Is that is it saying that it says three times a year you're supposed to collect money?
Three times, yeah. Not everyone has to give three times, but there are three times you have the possibility of giving to the Chumas Alishka to pay your machatz a shekel. You don't collect three different times. You don't give three different times, but you collect three different times, one from each person.
That's what it's meaning. It's meaning that the person. Okay.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. So how does Rabbi Chizkiya say that during the beginning of the month, beginning of winter, rather, you're supposed to collect the funds? So Amar Lei, Neymar Ilin de Kraven b'Frus Pesach. Those who are Karov, those who are close to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, can give during Pesach. Ilan derechokin b'prusat teres, and those who are far away give shavuos time. V'ilan derechokin minon b'prusat chag, and those who are even further give on sukkis time. How does that make sense, though? Shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't the ones further?
But that's to me, when it's talking about truma, it's something else.
No, the idea was they collect from everybody in Adar, the people in Eretz Yisrael that arise by the first of Nisan, so their stuff is their shkola are used. Pesach. But then the people further away, it arrives later, so there's a usually the people really far away, their stuff won't arrive until like Sukkot time.
Right, here's it. Elo dekrivim, elo akrivim Yerushalayim b'fros Pesach, the hainu b'chad b'nisan.
I see.
And when it says Ela Rechokim Yerushalayim b'fros Hatzer, it says Chamisha Asar Yom Lifnei Shavuot, lefi shelo hispiku shkelim le'agia ad.
I see. So the difference is, Rabbi Chizkiya thought everyone had to, people far away had to start giving their funds earlier. This way, everyone comes together in Chodesh, the first month of Nisan. This price says no. Each one gives later through the course of the year. People who are closer gave it in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. People who are a little further gave it on Shavuos. People who are even further sent it by Sukkot time. Okay, very good.
Is there Rosh Bam?
There's none of that. Nope. We have the Taklan Chadasin, and we have the Karban Ha'eda, and we have the Mishus Eliyahu, and the Ruvivan, just in the beginning here.
That's the only one Sechta?
Because Yerushalmi is everything
Yerushalmi
different.
Of Rashi did.
Completely different beast here. Okay, so says the Gemara. So Amar Lei, what's the response? So Amar Lei, Kula Ke'achas Hi Ba. It really all comes together at one time. V'lama amru b'shlosha prakim. Why three prakim? K'day lasas pumba l'davar. This way they could publicize the event. So it sounds like as follows. No, it's not true that they sent it, everyone sent it in Chodesh Nisan, but it didn't get there until Shavuos, it didn't get there until Pesach, until Sukkot. That's not true. Rather, they announced it before the Pesach, this way to make a big public announcement, everyone could hear about it, so everybody could have it sent together on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the idea. It all came on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The announcements took place before that year, so everybody could come together. And that supports Rabbi Chizkiya, who said that, yes, the beginning of the winter is when they would tell people in Babel to start sending your shkal now, so it reaches Yerushalayim on the first of Nisan.
Wait, so the bottom line is people in Babel, when would they be machrizin? They would machrizin?
Beginning of Choref, perhaps Sukkot time.
They would be machrizin Sukkot time, but it doesn't seem that they would be sending it.
Exactly.
They would sending it in time to actually all get there by the 15th
of Nisan.
Exactly.
But it says here, Chachamim chlikui et ha'truma, the Chachamim will separate the truma to 3, kedei sheyitremu b'shalosh ha'pamim, for them to give charity 3 times a year in aliyat la'regel.
שנה
שבה ניכן כל ישראל על פלורי לירושלים. ובכך, הם בעצם מזכירים להם שיש לכל אחד מישראל חלק בכל קורבנות הציבור.
Right, but at the end of the day, that it was all given on one time, though. It was all given, it was announced three different times as a reminder that everyone has a chelek in the Karban Tamid, because that's what the money was used for. But it was actually all given, or all reached Yerushalayim on the first of Nisan.
I'm confused.
That's not what the Mishnah says. It's not what the Gemara says. ולמה אמרו בשלושה פרקים? למה אמרו חכמים שתורמים את הלשכה בשלושה פעמים בשנה? הרי היו יכולים לתרום אותה פעם אחת.
Right.
התשובה היא כדי לעשות פומבה, פרסום לדבר, and then the הרע says, בוודאי אין חיוב, there's no חיוב לתרום את הלשכה בשלושה פרקים אלה. שמעיקר הדין, it's one time. מעיקר הדין. אבל but החכמים חילקו, they separate את התרומה לשלוש, they separate to three.
The mice, you're saying they actually
mice, yeah. כדי שיתרמו בשלוש פעמים ברגע.
No, they gave it all at once. They gave it all for once.
It's not.
They gave it all at once. They just there's a difference between the giving and the taking. All Klal Yisrael gave it at one time. Then they would take at the three regalim to divide it out during those three times, so that will be a big, so everybody tell everybody that you also have a chelek now in the korbanot. So when they would do it, they would do it with the shalosh regalim when they would, well, that's when the most people.
That's not right. Mashma what it says here.
They it is.
No, because here it says here bevaday ein chiyuv litrom et halishka b'shlosha b'pragim hashana ela shemeikar hadin efshar litrom.
No, but the chachamim chilku whatever they gave one time
they separated for three times and then was separated
based on the Mishnah before. Based
they didn't have to do it that way. They only did it that way to advertise.
But what's going further here? It seems from what it's saying, what the Mefarash is saying is that it would be even better to even give three times a year. Read this
here.
Read number 2.
So I should
give it to Rav.
But
it's not the same thing.
No, it's not the same. We said, right, we said Hebrew.
No, sometimes it is, sometimes
it looks the same. You should look at the, like, Tursa Daf. It looks the same.
He was reading, and I was listening. Right, sometimes it is. Maybe in the Yerushalayim. In the Babli, it's not the same.
It is the same.
Here he does have it.
It's my fault. Okay, it's not the same. It's had to look at it.
Right.
I see the
chatten. That's the only chat.
No.
I think that you're right. It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
So basically, they used to take out three times a year, and people used to be once a year.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Says the Gemara now, two lines from the top. Rabbi Huda bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi Hain Nikra v'lo Nibes. So, how could you read the following psukim and not get scared? Which psukim? Very strange it comes here. I'll explain to you perhaps the reason why. I think. That's a suggestion. The Tova, when it comes to good things, it says, Kol Nadiv Lev, anybody who wants to donate can. But Lera, when it came to something bad, he goes off, Aisparkukon, they all ran over and giving off all their jewelry, taking their jewelry away. So it came to Ra, they did things much quicker than when it came to something Tova. Similarly, we find the Tova, for something good, what's the context of this pasuk? Vayotze Moshe Ha'am L'Kras Elokim Min Ha'machane. When Moshe himself went out to go greet greet Hashem. But when it says Lira Batikufun Eli Kulchem, okay, the Ragman, they all came running to Moshe Benu. So when it came to something good, what was the context of this pasuk here? And the first one? Shmos Yates.
Building the Mishkan.
Okay, when it came to building Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu went out to Klai, so they didn't run to him, he went to them. When it came to the bad of Miraglim, they all came rushing over to Moshe Rabbeinu.
What's it takelin chaditin?
It's what it means. It's the name of the parish. What it stands for is Shkalim Chadashin, New Shkalim. It's the Aramaic for New Shkalim.
What is Alpi Taklin Chadatin?
You see this right here?
Oh, so this
here. It's parish.
Oh, okay.
Now then the Gemara says, when it came to the Tova, when something good, Az Yashir Moshe of Israel. So it says that they all sang, Lira Batisa Kol Ha'eda. So what's the difference here?
Milemala and Milemata. When it was good, it came from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When it was bad, it came from the Am.
So how do you see from here the Tova, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Israel?
Moshe, Chatzio Elokim.
Oh, that's what it's saying here? Yeah? Really?
No, it doesn't. That's my interpretation.
That's your Tanya understanding of it.
But it's Moshe started, and then everyone followed.
But when it came to Ra, the Ada themselves, they made the initiation. I see, the Ada. Fine. So you see, so they all started crying. Then the Klal Yisrael was took the initiation.
So what's the Gemara trying to teach us here?
Just so this next line, we'll look at this next line. Amar b'chi Abba, achen hishkimu hishchisu. So hishkimu, they woke up early to do hishchisu, to do bad things. They were very zariz when it came to the bad things, but not to the good things. V'chol hashchasa shehayu osin b'ashkama hayu osin asa. Every destructive act they did, everything bad they did b'ashkama.
Sorry? It's a new Indian for me.
No, I know, but I was trying to tell what is the Gemara trying to tell.
So that's what Gemara's telling us. Just when you read the Psukim, you should, how can you read the Psukim and not get scared? How scary it is that when it came to the bad, they did everything bashkama, when it came to the good, it did not. So very strange. This Gemara comes out of nowhere. Why is it here in the beginning of Shkam? It's just a suggestion, perhaps, connecting to the Parsha. We still do have a few minutes, right? We have a lot of minutes, actually.
What are they saying? Yeah. So what is this? What's the connection?
That's what I'm saying. Well, there's no connection. Very strange. What's this doing here?
What do you mean?
He's saying that having mentioned the power of the evil inclination to cause people to procrastinate.
That was why they didn't announce it in Adar Rishon, because then people would say, "Oh, we've got 60 days till Nisan, so we can wait."
Smart.
That's what it says here. The connection is exactly the announcements that here is also about certain announcements. So I'll be Jewish. I have another connection. Perhaps why it's maybe connecting to Pesachim. Connects in the Pesachim to Shkalim. So Gemara, all the way at the beginning of Pesachim, Daf Dal told us, we learned, I think the first day we had the Daf here, was that Vayashkema from Aboker, Avraham Avinu woke up early in the morning to perform the Bris Milah. And because it says, really, by Yom HaShemini, he's supposed to do the eighth day, but still Avraham woke up early. So Rashi says, because it says, Vayashkema from Aboker, next to Bris Milah, in the context of Bris Milah. You look around, it's not true. The Rishonim there are scrambling to figure out which Vayashkema from Aboker it refers to. It says it three times in this past week's parsha. This one time it says that he woke up early to do the Kedas Yitzchak. That's not Bris Milah. Some Rishonim says it refers to Vayashkema after the destruction of stone. It says Vayashkema from Aboker woke up early to Daven. Nothing to do with Bris Milah. So what's Rashi coming along to say there?
What's the third one?
The third one is he woke up early to send Hagar out.
Right. Okay.
Now the truth is, if you look where it says Vayashkema in the Torah, it says two other times. One other time, I forget, somewhere else in the Parsha, I don't remember, in the Chumash. The other time is here in this week's Parsha again, when Avimelech woke up early to send back Sarah home, send them off.
In this Parsha?
Parsha. Four of the five times is Vayashkem in this week's Parsha. There's another source, the Gemara Yivamo says, that how do you know it's Rizim Makim L'mitzos? Because of Benoslot. Because the Bechira, the oldest daughter, was first... with having a child with her father before the tzira, she was zocha to having a melech come from her earlier than her tzira. Okay, it was whatever understanding what took place with Benos Lo, but the Gemara says from Benos Lo we learn the bechira was zocha to more melechim because she was zariz. Also, this week's parsha. There's another mention I forget, but also from this week's parsha as a source is reason. I'm not remembering where it was exactly.
So the connection to Brit Milah.
Oh, it's the connection exactly. So the connection I think is that. All of a sudden, we come Parsha Vayera, Avraham Avinu is running around back and forth, all these concepts of Zrizus. You look in Parsha Lecha, there's no Zrizus at all. He was Avraham Avinu, of course, but no Zrizus. So what was the difference? Right, the last thing happened at the end of Parsha Lecha, Avraham Avinu received the Bris Milah. And then he became a new person. All Parsha Vayera is Zrizus throughout. So if the Bris Milah itself is Gorim, causes Zrizus, it only makes sense if Bris Milah itself is done B'derech Zrizus. So the Maaseh doesn't actually say Zrizus by Bris Milah, but that's what causes Zrizus, so it makes sense that it should be near Zrizus. Now, why Rashi actually says it's written next to each other, which isn't true, I don't have an answer for that. That might be the idea behind it. So now we learn from Avram Vayashkema from Aboker, so that's perhaps to try to counter what the Gemara here in Shkalim says. The Gemara says here that, what's the line here? Achein hishkimu shchisu, that they did all the hashkama for destruction. Avraham Avinu did all the Vayashkema for the positive thing. So by us being toe-faced in the midos of Avraham Avinu of Zrizus, so then that's how we could hopefully undo, be oker, this type of hashchasa b'hashkama. Maybe that's pidrush, the connection of Pesachim to Shkalim. That's why it's right here in the beginning. Because Pesachim is where we have the source of Vayashkema from Aboker. If you remember the couple other places in Pesachim, which also speak about Zrizus. Remember, we had the three katim, the three groups of Pesachim. So the last kat, the last group of people who brought the Karban Pesach, they were called the kat leitzanim. What do you mean? How could you call them leitzanim? It wasn't fair. Someone has to be the third kat. Right. You're right. Nonetheless, whoever it is, so it's still considered lazy. The Gemara also has this line that when the father said to the first one to get to Har Bais, we're going to be zocher with his Pesach. So right. 1 year that the banos got there before the banim. So the Gemara says, we see this year his children, his banos were more zaris than the. So a couple other places like this in Pesachim, they talk about Kohanim Zrizim. I think there are two places that says Kohanim Zrizim him. You don't find that so often in Shas. So Pesachim has an idea about Zrizis. So what's the connection? So what are the only two mitzvahs that I say sheyesh bo karis? Bris Mila and Pesach. So now we see that when it comes to mitzvah aseh, certainly mitzvah aseh sheyesh bo karis, they should be done with zrizus. So that's perhaps a theme, one of the many themes of Pesach, which now this is bridged together with what's Shkolim here about this concept of zrizus.
Also, the whole making of the matzahs is zrizus.
Oh, that's true also, yeah. Right. It has to be zrizus, no other way. But chipazon right. Has to be, right.
In the case of Hagar, you learn that you have to be zrizus when your wife asks you to do that.
Yes. This parsha is very much about that.
Why are you asking
me? Anything she says, and do it quickly.
Because of email,
Okay, so back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Acha, Ein es yachol lamod al ofya shel umazo. So no one's really going to be able to get this nation. Nisban le'egel v'nosnin. Nisban l'mishka v'nosnin. They get so, a little bit different than what we just saw before. They get so scared and they give all the money for the egel. And they get so scared they give all the money up for the mishkan. So, like, are they good or are they bad? You can never figure out, get to the bottom of it. What's this nation, the nature of this nation? Tana, Rabbi,
All the rabbeim here are from Eretz Yisrael. Whoever the
not necessarily. I think they still quote others who came from Babel.
It goes the other way around. Also,
I believe.
But in general, when they say somebody is a rabbi, they're talking about from Eretz Yisrael.
I think so.
He's so used to Bavli, to the rabbi over there. That
because he has same name sometimes.
It's interesting though. That it says Rabbi Chizkiah and Rabbi Ula. In the Bavli, it says Ula and Chizkiah. Here it says Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Ula. So I'm not sure what that difference. But there are. Okay, so it says the Gemara now. Tana Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Hada Masnisa. This is what the Pasuk means. Vasisa Chaporis Zahav Tahor. He's supposed to make the gold covering for the Aron. Yavo Zahav Shal Chaporis. Vichaper Al Zahav Shal Egel. He should bring the gold of the kaporis of the aron to be mechaper for the gold of the egel hazav. So what's this? Just another statement. How does this connect to the previous line here? That let's see.
First they did for the egel, and then that's a kapora. They did tshuva by donating it as rizus for the.
The Takan Chadasim said they're supposed to argue. This apparently
right. It's saying it's not that you can't understand Bnei Israel. Is that they actually, the reason they gave the gold is to be mechaper for what they did for the egel.
Mida kineged mida. The gold was did the chetz. The gold will be.
It wasn't. It's not a stira. In other words, not they're doing this and doing that. They did this first and then they did a.
So they weren't confused. They did something wrong, and now they're doing tshuva.
Right.
And they're no longer confused anymore. Okay.
Rabbi
Chagai, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, shlosh trumos nemru b'parshas zos. There are three trumos mentioned in this parsha. What are the three times? Trumos adonim. By giving of the in English, the beams, the metal beams,
sockets.
Okay. Trumas shkalim, which was the collecting of machas shekel, but trumas hamishkan and giving the money for the rest of the mishkan. So daber al bnei Yisrael vayichuli truma. That's one pasuk. So that's referring to. Let's get the rest of the pasuk here. That's trumas adonim. Meis kol ish asher yidvenu libo tichu es chumasi zo chumas shkolim. V'zos ha-chumas asher tichu mi'itam zu chumas ha-mishkan. So those are three different chumos for three different, one again, Adonim, and the shkolim and the mishkan. Chumas ha-mishkan, the mishkan, mashi yirtzu yasu. The money that was collected for the mishkan can be used for anything you needed in the mishkan. Chumas shkolim, the carbon, the collecting of the funds was used for the carbon. The purpose was that every single member of Klal Yisrael can have a chelak in the carbon tamid. So by you giving money, you're part of the carbon tamid. But then they said mashir to yasu kidei shiyu kulan shavu. But lav dafka the carbon tamid, really those funds could be used for any carbon tzibur. And then Chumas Adonim LaAdonim. Those are specifically used for the Adonim, these sockets.
Adonim is only the sockets, the bottom part.
Yeah, exactly. That's
the
what top it, part. As I said, like, only the sockets, right. Now, Ha'ashir Lo Yarbev Adal Lo Yamid. The Pasuk says, this is in the context of Parshas Kisisa, right? That the Machatz a Shekel, that rich person can't give more than a Machatz a Shekel, and a poor person can't give less than a Machatz a Shekel. So what's this Pasuk doing for us here? It just, this is adding something? You're just saying it? This is the Makor, let's see.
It says, Lefisha Tumata Adanim Nahaga Rakpa Ahi Keshasu Et HaMishkan Venadnu Az
Mechatzat. That's part of it.
Mimadvei HaShekel Sheyavimei Moshe Sheharei Zehu הסכום שנצטבו לתת בעת ההיא, וכן אנו מציעים בשמונה שהתורה פירטה שבתרומת האדנים השתתפו 603,550,000 איש מבין 20 ומעלה, וכל אחד נתן חצי שקל, ומזה נתקבל משקל 100 כיכר ו-1,775 שקלים כסף. הרי שנתנו במדויק חצי שקל כל אחד. מה שכן לגבי תרומת שקלים לקורבנות שהיא לדורות, כאשר היו להם מטבעות הגדולות משקל, נתנו חצי מן המטבע של אותו זמן. כמו בזמן שהיה מטבע דרכון, השווה שני שקלים של תורה, נתנו חצי דרכון, השווה שקל שלם, ואז לא נתקיים כפשוטו, העשיר לא ירבה ולא יעמיד, ומחצית שקליה רק העשיר לא ירבה וידע להעמיד שלא ייתן אחד יותר מחברו, אלא but not, so it's saying that the only time it's really shekel shekel was be'adanim. After that, they were giving the coin that was used at that time.
But I think what's saying here is that
first is that you can he's saying that you can give whatever you wanted, as much as you wanted or as little as you wanted, and then by the adanim it says.
I think it's saying that in all those days they all gave the coin that was valid at those days. So both, so you were mekayim ha'adal yamid v'ashir v'yarbe, but you weren't mekayim the last part of the pasuk which says b'machatzis ha'shekel. The only time that they actually gave machatzis ha'shekel was at the time of the mivyo, because that was the coin that was valid in those days.
Okay, but
that's what it's explaining here.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, but I think what we're trying to say from this Gemara is that Ha'ashir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamid, that everyone should be equal, right? That's the idea. Everyone should be equal, right?
Before we said Trumas HaMishkan LaMishkan, Mashgir Tzu Yaviyu, and Trumas HaShkal LaMakob, Mashgir Tzu Yaviyu, is that you can give whatever you want.
That you can give whatever you want, exactly.
Right? Mashgir, right? V'kal Yad Kulan Shavim by...
Well, so I think we have to read the next few lines. On this pasuk, Amir Rabbi Abun, Af Parsha Zos, even this pasuk of Ha'eshi Lo Yarbe, it nemar bo gimel chumos. It says three chumos. Mach se shekel, chumal Hashem, yitain chumas Hashem, let's say it says chumas Hashem. It says chumas three times to tell me that all three chumos that were mentioned, the Adonim, the Mishkan, and the Shkalim, were all, everyone had to be equal. Everybody had to have the equal portion. Now, not everybody necessarily gave the equal amount, but they all were shavah. They all had some chelek in it to be involved in these three elements of the chuma. I think that's the Iker point here.
בתרומה של אדנים הקפידה התורה שייתן כל אחד בדיוק מחצית בדיוק מחצית השקל.
So all, in each of these, they all give an exact.
Only on Hadam.
Everything else, right. They give whatever they want, but they're all considered equal, whatever you give. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Betes Vav Bo Korinus and Megill Bekrachim. The 15th, they would read the Megillah. Lo, Kain, Amar Rabbi HaChalvo, Rav Huna, Rab, B'Shem Rabbi Hanina, Rabba, HaKol Yotzim, Yudalat, Shuzman Kriyasa? Doesn't say everyone reads in the 14th, not the 15th. The 14th is the Iker time to read. The 15th is just for the walled cities, but everybody else read in the 14th. So what's the Mishnah doing here, saying that they actually read in the 15th? So Amrle lo ba el lilamedcha shekol amitzos hanoagos ba'adasheni eno noagos ba'adarisham. So this is coming to tell us somehow, this is a little bit confusing here, that it teaches that all the halachas are really held, kept in adasheni, not in adarisham, what Ezra asked in the beginning. Adasheni, not adarisham. How do you learn this from here? So it says that even though you may have done it in the first one, you have to repeat it in the second month. So that's what it means. Let's see, Chamisha Asar.
What is Krachim? What is
Krachim? The small villages.
No, Krachim, the big cities, I think. Farmer villages, right? Krachim, the big cities. So it's telling us as follows. Just like we proved before.
Just like reading Megillah. just is in the list. So he says, read the Megillah is in the list. So that tells you, just like reading Megillah is only in the second, so that tells you that all the other things
everything else are also in the second. So that's why we mentioned Megillah here. So why is it mentioned the 15th? The only reason why I mentioned the 15th, Taklan Chadasan explains, because all the other dinim took place on the 15th, meaning the 15th is when you go out to fix the paths and the highways and the mikvos. So he also mentioned reading the 15th of the Megillah, even though it's not the Ikar Zman, but still it is, you still can read it on the 15th. But that wasn't the Ikar point. The Ikar point was to teach us that Sheni, other Sheni, was when all these mitzvahs were noheg. That Rabbi Yossi, Yosa, Rabbi Acha, Haba Yasrin, they were sitting down together. Now, Amar Rabbi Yosa, Le Rabbi Acha, Lo Mistavra, Ela Lishavar, Ava Lavo, Lo. This only makes sense if you already passed. If you already passed the 14th, if you read it, sorry, on the 15th, I think.
He passed already. The dying time passed. So what's how could his chiyuv already passed?
So what's he talking about? The reading the Megillah.
Yeah.
So the time passed already. This is what a person read on the 14th, but didn't read on the 15th. So if the time passed,
what if he read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th already passed?
So if he read on the 14th, but didn't read on the 15th. Right. So it passed. There's nothing to talk about. But moving forward, let's say it was the 14th. And the 15th is the next day. We don't say this din. We tell him to read on the 15th. I guess we're talking about walled cities here then.
Right.
Okay, we're talking about walled cities here. So if he read on the 14th and didn't read on the 15th, okay, so he read on the 14th, nothing to do about it. You missed the 15th already. But if he read on the 14th and the 15th is still ahead of him, so we tell him, read on the 15th again because that's the Ikar time to read it.
He doesn't have to.
Right, so it says the Gemara. The low is very confusing. It's the gears are here. This line is very strange. So v'ha tani makum shenagul lekrosa shneyamim karunasa shneyamim. Doesn't the bright say this next thing? I'm going to need a lot of help with this because there's a lot of gears here. So the next bright doesn't the bright say that the minig was to read it on 2 days? If you weren't sure which was the right city, if your city was walled or not, you have to read on 2 days.
So what's the Gemara trying to tell us?
I'm asking you guys for help here. I don't know. This one's very confusing here. The low is throws everybody off here. The Misipta is trying hard to figure out how to read this as well.
Are you sure that what
do you have to read it again? What do you have to read it on the 15th? If you read it on the 14th. Once they read it on the 14th, so then they already filled the application. So you have to read it again on the 15th.
But we're talking about, again, we're talking about walled cities, I guess.
Even if it was a walled city. Right, even if it was a walled city, why read it again? Which is what the point you said before.
So he says, that the Misitta has this line here, this dialogue, which is not mentioned in the Gemara. He says that Acha responds, no, the Krochem Lichachila are allowed to read on the 14th. They don't read on the 15th. We're talking about unwalled cities here. So non-walled city reads on the 14th, not the 15th. So what are you talking about? You would read it on the 15th. So then he says, what are you talking about? Doesn't the Brisa say that you're supposed to read it, those places that have minhag to read on 2 days, you're supposed to read it on 2 days? So then Amrlei, Rabbi Acha responds back, Of Ana Savar Kain, I also hold this way, that the Krochem should read on the 15th. I'm just telling you what the opinion of Rabbi Chalba was to read it on the 14th.
They just explained what Rabbi Chalba meant. Because, you know, if you need to read it in the 15th, and they read it in the 14th, and the 15th came, meaning the 14th passed, what are you telling me here? They read it already. But what they come to saying that, Sheben Kerach, Shekara Biudalid Yatsa, Emor Bemikre, in case, Shekvar Avar Yom Tedvav, Velo Karabo, that if the Tedvav already came,
he didn't read,
Shim Kain as a Chidush, what kind of Chidush? If you missed the train, what kind of Chidush? What are you trying to say? Ramash Shekvaraya, yeah. Whatever was. V'yev shal taket Tedvav ilu menu umrim, shilu yatsadir. And you cannot fix it. Ella, bevadai kavanat Rabbi Chelbo. The Rabbi Chelbo kavanah was, Sheafilu, Shekarabi udalid, and even if read in the Vadain, Tedvav lefanav, and Tedvav is still ahead of him. Eino chayav lachzor likrota b'chamishasar, shekvar yatsa yedei chavoto b'arba'asar.
So then what's the question though from the Makom Shenagu?
That's the next paragraph.
So again, my mistake has like an, there's an extra line here as part of the dialogue.
The place that they used to read the Megillah in 2 days, 14 and Yudalet and Tedvav, Michamat Safek. אם עירם הייתה מוקפת חומה, מימות ישוע, אכן קוראים אותה בשני ימים. If the city was walled surrounded, they would read it for two days.
Because the question is, what David just said is that according to Rabbi Chalbo, if you read the 14th, you don't have to go back to the 15th. But here it's saying, Makom Shem Likro, Shemim, you have to say both. So why did Rabbi Chalbo rest before say you only have to say the 14th and not the 15th?
I would assume this wasn't a place that had a makom shenagu to read two dimes. Only the place that had a minhag.
They weren't sure if it was a walled city or not.
That's what we're talking about here. Specifically talking about, must be a case, I guess, that they weren't sure if this was walled or not. If it wasn't sure walled or not.
Because you're talking about walled cities when Yeshua... Right?
If it was walled, exactly, if it was walled, it certainly goes on the 15th. If it wasn't walled, the 14th. So we're talking about a case where you weren't sure if it was walled from the times of Yeshua.
Ben Yeshua, right. Let's say you go to a city and you think that it might have been a time Yeshua walled and you didn't know. So then you have to do twice, both days.
Rabbi Chalbo says you did it once, you're good.
Right, so now it's asking the question.
Right. So
okay, fine.
Let's read it. The answer's coming up.
Fine, so let's see. Let's take it from...
Ramana.
Amar Ramana. V'yos, it's true. Ilu mishikari b'yudalad choz v'kari b'tesvav shem ein shomin lo. So what do you say here? That if you read it on the 14th and you want to read it again on the 15th, perhaps they won't listen to you.
בנקרח שזמן קריאת תדבב שקרה בעשר ולא קרה בחמישה עשר שבכוונה קרה בידלה במקום תדבב שמה שומעים לו וכי מסכימים לו שינהג כך אם אמרת כן אתה עוקר זמן קריאת המגילה של הקרוכים בידך
הקרקים.
So basically it's saying that if you somebody just only says the 14th say yatsa, then you're basically killing the whole mitzvah of the 15th for the walled cities, I think.
Okay.
Shata shemarshel livnei hakrakim likro lechatchila biyudal imkom tevav hilkach ba'ir shehi safek mukefet chomad miyamim mimi Yeshua chayavim likro b'shnei yamim ve'en omrim shekvar yatzei yedecha vatu al kol panim biyudal shekol hachaya b'kriyat tevav ein matirim lo lechatchila likro biyudal ve'leakor kriyat tevav. מה שכן רבי חלבו דיבר על מקרא שבקרא קרא פעם אחת ביודלת שיצא ידי חובתו ואינו חייב לחזור ולקרוא תבב כיוון שלא יעקר על ידי כך זמן קריאת קרחים.
Okay, so it says the Gemara then that he says if mishikar mishiyakri biyudal v'chotz v'kar biyutesvav shema in shomelo, they might not listen to you. Im hat omer kei nimtetz oker zman krachim biyadech. So they end up uprooting the din of krachim if they don't listen to you. So what do you mean they don't listen to you here? What do you mean shema in shomim lo?
It's bitmia. Shema shomim lo, v'chi maskimim lo, she'inareg kach.
Ah, that's a question, huh? They might not listen to you.
Tak al chadatin takes out the ein.
Okay.
It says shema shomim lo.
Uh-huh.
Right, shema shomim lo.
They might listen to you, and then that will uproot the krachim. Because then the chachila, you're obviously allowed to read in the chamishasar. If you tell them not to read in the 15th, then they're not going to read in the 15th anymore, but certainly they're allowed to the chachila.
No.
Okay, I'm going to have to start preparing with the art scrolls. So Tani, Roshim Gamli Omer, mitzvahs had noagas b'adar sheni. Those mitzvahs that were shenoag in adar sheni, ain't a noagas b'rishon, you don't keep them in the first. Chutz mehesped v'tainas shen shavim b'zeh b'zeh. The 14th, the 15th of the first month is also an isser of eulogy and also an isser of fasting. Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Levi halacha k'rashbag. That's how we paskin. Rav Huna Rabba d'tziporin Amar Hinig Rabbi Chanina b'tziporin k'had d'rashbag. That's how he held. Well, Amar Ella Hinig. He only says Hinig halacha lo. He didn't say that was the halacha. That was just the minhag how they kept it. That doesn't necessarily mean it was right. Aval in Sharas when it came to documents, Kosvan Adar Rishon v'Adar Sheni. Stam. You write Adar Rishon. When it came to Adar Sheni, you just wrote Stam Adar. When Stam Adar, you knew it was Adar Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adar Rishon Stam, Adar Sheni Tinyan, you write Tinyan. Okay. So stop here.